We've put together a show this week that we hope will both drive you into the kitchen to cook and also make you think about some of the details around that cooking. Now, one of the things you may not know about our new host, Francis Lamb, is that he has both cooked in restaurants and graduated from the CIA. Now, that's the Culinary Institute of America, not that other one. And all that makes him particularly good at restaurant shop talk. A couple years ago, Francis talked to Jimmy Yui. Jimmy was born into a restaurant family and has always felt that chefs were true artists. He studied architecture and then decided to use his design skills to help chefs realize their artistry. Now, 30 years later, he's designed kitchens for some of the world's culinary greats, including Jose Andres, Eric Rappaire, and Masaharu Morimoto. But he prides himself on the fact that you may never know he designed them because he insists that every single kitchen he does reflects the personality of the chef rather than the designer. Francis talked to Jimmy about how he gets chefs to dream up their ideal kitchens.
So Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love the show.
You know, I think so much of design is really about listening, right? One of the hardest things I think that I've heard designers say to me is how you know what a client really wants. And a lot of it is really about getting to know your client and getting into their head and imagining you're them so you can start to intuit what it is that they need and what it is they want. And in your work, when you're working with chefs, how do you do that? What's the first thing you do when you start talking to a chef about their dream kitchen?
Well, that's actually spot on. I think any decent designer will tell you that what we really do is listen really, really hard. And intuit is a good word. We really have to get into their head and understand the nuances of what they're actually trying to articulate to you. With chefs, lucky for me, we always start out with chef saying, you have to come to the restaurant, sit down, eat my food, and then next, hang around the kitchen, watch service for as long and as many services as you can muster. And it's very, very important because one, in eating their food, they're actually trying to show you what their soul is about, what their product is about, what their art is about. It's really, really important. And then the second part of it is the execution. And watching the cooks in a kitchen, I like to think of it as very much a dance that occurs with a chef being a conductor in front of an orchestra. And watching the movement is really, really important because you need to understand what kind of motion is necessary to produce the art that they're trying to produce.
Mm. Is it helpful if the kitchen designer actually knows how to cook him or herself?
I think it's paramount. I'm not entirely sure how, if you didn't know how to cook at all, if you weren't interested in food, if you weren't excited about learning about what the chef is doing, I can't imagine how one would go about finessing some of these details. In our world, it's very, very important to pursue those ideas, sometimes to minuscule detail. Ultimately, I have chefs that will say, where do I put my tongue? Where is this garnish? Where is the plate? Where is, and in a perfect world, I get to do all of those things standing in one place. I don't really want to take more than a step. So you can imagine if you have a large menu, all of a sudden your station gets pretty dense. Mm-hmm. But that's what we try to accomplish.
Right. It's funny, the irony is, you know, a lot of people when you ask them in their home kitchen, oh, what do you want in your home kitchen? All they want is big. I want a big counter, yeah. Big stove, big refrigerator. And it's almost like in the restaurant, it's like, how small can we make everything?
It's really true. So I actually kind of hate most people's kitchens. Right? Because, you know, the triangle, you know, the stove, the sink, and the refrigerator. But nobody ever says that the stove, sink, and the refrigerator being a 20-foot triangle is a terrible thing, right? You know, just because you got a triangle doesn't mean that it's particularly efficient. But it goes back to just as chefs and cooks in professional kitchens concentrate on mise en place. You know, you and I, if we were going to do a dinner together, the first thing you and I would do is think about the menu, and we would spend the first many, many hours actually doing all the prep work, right? And we would chop and organize and have containers of all the components, have all the tools lined up, And the outcome, the plates and the platters, that would have to be organized at the other end. And then you start. And that's essentially what professional cooks do day in and day out. Their mise en place is so important because you and I both want to show up at a restaurant at 7 p.m. along with the 1,000 other people who want to do the same thing. You all sit down and everybody winds up ordering essentially at the same time. The order printer in the kitchen starts spitting out four tops times 20 all at once. And the guys on the line are trying to prioritize looking at the conductor, the chef, who is giving them instructions on what to do first. And if you think about it that way, you can imagine doing a really, really complicated dinner party at home, multiply that by 100, and needing to do that perfectly over and over and over again without fail. Right. That's what my clients do.
Right. Jimmy, can you tell us about a particular kitchen problem that you had to solve?
Sure. Once upon a time, some years ago, I had been hired to do a kitchen for Chef Greg Kuntz at the Time Warner building. He was pretty late in taking the space. So the space that we wound up with was actually a triangle. And the hypotenuse of the triangle was the glazed curtain wall looking at Columbus Circle, the view that everybody wants. The trouble, of course, is that this was kind of like an isosceles triangle that's skinny and long with a hypotenuse looking at the fountain and the smallest point being the connection to the mall. That was the entrance. And in fact, that was the public entrance as well as the receiving end of the building. So we had the problem of saying, well, you know, if product is coming in and out at the tip of the triangle, as well as trash leaving at the tip of the triangle, and customers are coming in and out at the tip of the triangle, then you have a real spatial problem of orientation. Normally, one would put the kitchen in the back of the space and leave the nicest view to the customer. In this instance, as hard as we could try, because of the shape of the space being a narrow triangle, the only rational way we could solve the problem was to put the kitchen on the curtain wall side. And we struggled with it until Greg Kuntz said, you know, we could have an open kitchen and the customers could be raised so that they're looking through the kitchen at Columbus Circle. And that's how that problem got solved. So there's a way that the puzzle wants to be solved, and you can either go with it or you can fight it. And you can usually tell the spaces that have been fought against because there's something fundamentally wrong, like you're walking by the bathroom at the wrong place, or the kitchen door is next to the entrance, or the coat room is nowhere to be found. I mean, those are all fundamental things that occur when you're fighting a space, and it really didn't want to be what it is. So you wind up with stuff all over the place and places that you really, really can't work with.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, it's been great talking with you, Jimmy. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Jimmy Yui is an award-winning restaurant designer, and Francis Lam is our host.